I'm Sheridan Hendricks. I'm a Metro reporter at the Columbus Dispatch.
And I'm Josh Bickle. I'm a photojournalist at the Columbus Dispatch. And for the past month, Sheridan and I have been working on a story about Garrett Ford. He's a powerlifter that lives in Pataskala here in Ohio. And he's actually competing at the Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi that start tonight, the 17th. The opening ceremonies are today. They run through the 21st of March. And Garrett actually is going to compete in the powerlifting event at 3 a.m. on Sunday, March 17th, local time here in Columbus. It'll be about noon in Abu Dhabi. So we're really excited for him. We hope he does really well.
Yeah, I first met Garrett back in December, went over to his house out in Pataskala. He lives with his mom and stepdad and stepsister and half-brother. And Garrett first got into powerlifting when he was 16, so about 4 years ago. And before he really got into powerlifting, I mean, he'll tell you he was a scrawny kid. He was a small kid.
He was a scrawny kid. I mean, he probably weighed like...
He was 115 pounds when he first started powerlifting. And he was not an athlete by any means. He had done some events. His mom was taking him to karate, but didn't really seem like it was working out for him. And his mom got an email about an adapted powerlifting class, and she was like, well, you know, what's going to build my son's confidence? How can we get him off of his iPod? And so she took him, and he just took off. He's hands down one of the best powerlifters in the country, pound for pound.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we should mention is that Garrett's competing in the Special Olympics because he has autism spectrum disorder. But it's not anything that limits his ability to compete, even with, you know, in like normal competition. Just before we came in here, Sheridan, I was doing a little math to figure out exactly how strong Garrett is. So I did a little research and some division, which is tough for me. I wanted to try and find a way to kind of like make this make sense to people. So I found an example, and that example is of Hafthor Julius Bjornsson. He's the mountain. He's on Game of Thrones, and he set the raw deadlift world record at the Arnold here in Columbus just earlier this month, and he lifted 1,045 pounds. And he weighs, on the low end, Bjornsson weighs 397 pounds, which means that he can deadlift about 2.6 times his body weight. Garrett weighs 175 pounds, and his personal record is 505. So when you do that math, Garrett actually lifts about 2.8 times his body weight. So Garrett is really, really strong. And the fact that he's only been doing this for about 4 years and the progress that he's made over those 4 years in terms of like gaining weight and competing is pretty impressive. He is, like you said, pound for pound, probably one of the best lifters in the country.
Absolutely. And his coaches say that, you know, it's clear that he is by and large one of the best power lifters in the country. I was talking with Carrie Wysocki, who's the coordinator of Licking County Special Olympics, and her husband, John, vice president of sports and programming at Special Olympics Ohio. He is actually Garrett's powerlifting coach back in Licking County. And we were talking a while ago about, you know, how good is Garrett? They all went to the USA Games in Seattle for the Special Olympics last summer when Garrett was competing, and he swept. He got 3 gold medals in his weight class, and he got to bring all those home. But I was talking with Carrie about, you know, how good is this guy actually at powerlifting? And she was saying that as they were walking around just the games, people were coming up to them from Rhode Island, from Montana, from Indiana, and saying like, oh my gosh, you work with Garrett. You work with Garrett Ford. And they were kind of surprised, like, yeah, we do. Like, he's in our program and he powerlifts for us. And they were like, you know, my son was one of the best powerlifters in the country, but then Garrett came out of nowhere and now he is. And what does he do? We want to know his secrets. You know, I knew this kid that was powerlifting 200 pounds, you know, deadlifting 200, 250 pounds. And Garrett, out of nowhere, his personal best deadlift is 505 pounds, which is hard to wrap your mind around. But when you look at the math that Josh was saying, it's pretty incredible to think what he does.
Yeah. What he does to do that is, well, he eats a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we did go over to his house. That's in the course of, you know, reporting and photographing this story. One of the things that you and I did together was we went over to his house really early in the morning. When he gets up at about 6:15, and he eats breakfast by himself. Then he goes down into a gym that he's set up in his basement, and he just works out. He worked out for what, a couple hours while we were there?
Yeah, about an hour.
It was arm day that day. So we saw him do a lot of like arm curls and some like dumbbell presses and things like that. Actually, again, to show how strong he is, I think we saw him arm curl, what, 170 pounds?
Yeah.
And he weighs 175 pounds.
Exactly.
So he basically arm curled himself while we were there. And he was pretty upset that he couldn't do more than one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he is an athlete in the truest sense of the word, I think.
And I think that's an important point to make, because in talking with his coaches and talking with people from the Special Olympics, you know, he is an athlete. He's not a special athlete, which I think people from the Special Olympics, athletes in the Special Olympics, often get pegged as, oh, they're just special athletes, or, oh, they compete in just this arena for them. They're often segregated from their typical peers who, you know, also compete in similar events. And I think Garrett really proves to people and shows people that might think otherwise that, yes, he is an athlete. Yes, he's an athlete with autism, but he is one of the best athletes in his sport, no matter which way you look at it. Or in a lot of ways, his autistic symptoms, his autism actually benefits his powerlifting.
He focuses totally while he lifts. I mean, you can see it. We saw it while we were there. Mm-hmm. We went to a gym one day in Pataskala and we saw him working out, and you can just tell that when he is focusing and when he is lifting, he is focused and he is prepared and methodical, just as anybody else who is a professional lifter would be. But he's also still kind of, you know, he's aggressive when he lifts, but he's a pretty peaceable guy.
He's definitely not violent in of the word.
No. And it's interesting because, you know, we not only did we see him lift and we saw him in the gym, but we also hung out with him just at his house with his mom and his stepdad and his stepsister and his half-brother. We were there a couple of times while they were all there in the evening. And, you know, he's a good big brother.
Yeah.
He really cares a lot about his family. He loves his little brother a lot. Like, you know, his mom, Leah, was telling us that, like, what 20-year-old will hang out and play Minecraft with their 7-year-old brother?
And loves it.
And loves it. Not many people. And so I think that kind of really speaks more about who he is as a person than him just being an athlete. You know, I think he is somebody who cares deeply about his family and knows that he's able to do the things that he is doing because of them.
Absolutely. His family fights really hard for him and works really hard to make sure that he gets all of the opportunities that he can possibly get. His mom, Leah, worked really hard to make sure that their entire family could go to the USA Games in Seattle last summer to watch Garrett compete. And this time around, it's only her and her husband, Justin, that get to go watch him. But we know that his family's going to be watching him either live streamed or, you know, getting updates the night of the, I guess, the very early morning of.
The morning of.
He's competing.
We don't know.
We know that his family is going to be rooting for him here, not just because they're family, but because Garrett really does a lot of this for them as well.
But Sheridan, it is important to note that just because Garrett has autism doesn't mean that he is like homebound and can't do anything. He works at Rural King in Heath.
Yeah.
He's a loader there.
He is a loader, so he, you know, takes heavy things out to people's cars. He puts bags of dog food into people's cars. He carries heavy stuff in the back and moves it around the store, and he loves it. He loves working at Rural King. The other employees there love working with him. When we went to go visit him one day, you know, his other coworkers saw us walking around with him and they're like, "Our Garrett's going to Abu Dhabi. Like, we're so proud of him." But my favorite memory from that day is we're walking into the store and Rural King in Heath is a big store.
Yeah, it's like a Walmart. It's large.
And we're like, "Oh man, like, we don't have his phone number. We can't get a hold of him. How are we going to find him?" Because we just met him at work. We had come from the gym with him and we're like, "Oh, we'll just walk to the back and try and find like the manager's office." So we're kind of walking through all these aisles and we hear the chickens and like, "Oh, you know, where's Garrett?" And we see this cart kind of sticking halfway out of the aisle. You just hear this like thunk, thunk, thunk.
It was bags of 50-pound horse feed that he was throwing onto a cart to load for a customer.
Yeah. I like kind of turn. I'm like, I turn to Josh. I'm like, "That sounds really heavy. That has to be Garrett. That has to be Garrett." So we kind of, you know, shuffle over and Garrett peeks his head out from around the corner. He's like, "Oh, hey guys, what's up?" We're like, "Garrett, we knew that had to be you. Like, no one else would just be throwing bags of horse feed like it's nothing."
And of course he was like, "Well, obviously it was me.
Of course.
Of course it's me. Where else would I be?"
Right.
But yeah, it was crazy because he was there loading for like, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. And I asked him at one point, I'm like, "How many bags do you have to load onto this cart, buddy?" And he was like, "Oh, I think 20 or something like that." So again, the math.
Very important here.
20 bags, 50 pounds a piece. That's 1,000 pounds of horse feed on a cart. And then he asked me to push it to see if I could do it. He was like, "Could you push this?" And I'm like, "Ah, sure, it's on wheels." I pushed it down the aisle a little bit, but then it was really hard to steer.
I didn't even try.
Yeah. I would say that I quote unquote pushed it. I did not push it. But then he took it and he like pushed it down the aisle, navigated around a corner, pushed it to the front. Like it was nothing. I mean, and you see him coming down the aisle and it's just this mound of horse feed that
he's pushing. It's a half ton of horse feed.
Yeah.
That he's not only, you know, moving from the back of the store to the front of the store, but then, you know, whenever that customer is done shopping, he's going to wheel the cart out to that person's car and load another half ton of horse yes. meat back into their car.
That's just a normal day for that guy.
And he loves it.
Yeah.
That's just him.
We should have a disclaimer here that it's not all sunshine and roses sometimes Absolutely. With him. I mean, I won't speak for Leah or his family, but I'm sure that it can be frustrating sometimes. Like, you and I saw some of that frustration while we were with them, with the whole family at the Arnold. You know, Garrett was kind of having trouble hearing something, and
he has some hearing loss in one of his ears.
He has some hearing loss in one of his ears, and his younger sister was kind of like talking to him or something. He didn't quite understand what she was trying to say, so he kind of got mad and he kind of yelled at her, and his mom and his dad had to calm him down and say, like, this is not okay. This is not something that you should be doing. And then, you know, again, Garrett, the peacemaker, we immediately saw him within the next 5 minutes apologizing and hugging the two of them and basically apologizing for his behavior.
Yeah, I mean, I think he said it, like, it's not always easy. And he feels bad in some situations for not understanding social norms, for not understanding social situations.
Absolutely, yeah.
He was talking with us after he had this little, you know, brief argument with his sister at the Arnold, and he felt, like, genuine remorse for, kind of flicked his sister on the forehead like siblings do, and he felt really bad. He felt really guilty for not understanding what she was saying, for not understanding the situation. And he kind of looked at us and was like, that happens in your guys' families too. And we're like, yeah, absolutely. Like, sibling stuff happens.
Yeah, he apologized to us for that. Back to the social aspect. I mean, we even saw him while he was at the Arnold. Like, we were walking around with him, and he was walking around with one of his grandparents, I think. And he ran into three people that he knows from old school gym in Pataskala where he works out. And he immediately started talking to him and was like smiling and laughing, and they were cracking jokes. And I didn't really think much of it when I was there. But then his grandmother, who was with us, she turned to you, I believe, and said something like, it's so great to see him do this because he, for the longest time, could not interact with people in social situations. It was hard for him to do that. And she said to you, like, to see him do this now, she was pretty emotional.
Yeah, I mean, it was making her tear up for sure, because for so long before he was powerlifting, you know, kids at school would bully him. He was in public school for a while and then ended up going to a private school later. But I mean, he was bullied for not just his size. You know, he's 5'7" before he started lifting. Like we said, he was 115 pounds. Like, he was a skinny kid. So he was bullied for his size, but he was also bullied for his disability. And that took a toll on him. And a lot of the time he isolated himself in his room. He played on his iPod. He didn't really have friends that he would go out and hang out with before he really started getting into the powerlifting community. And when his grandma Jackie was saying that, it was like, oh wow, this is really cool to see him in his element, doing something that he loves, but also growing a community around him of people who also really love this and care about him, not just as, you know, Garrett, this amazing powerlifter, or Garrett, you know, the gold medalist, but as Garrett, like, their friend at the gym that they mess around with and look at pictures of their pet dogs together on their iPhones. Like, that's cool.
He's found his people.
Yeah.
Which is all that any of us can really hope for, with ourselves or with anybody else. I mean, he has definitely found his thing. So we wish him well.
Yeah.
We hope he does really well. I mean, that's kind of biased to say that, but
when you spend time with someone for so long, he is a really great kid, and we had a lot of fun hanging out with him and his family, and we wish him all the best. We hope that he brings home gold.
Yeah, I mean, he's there with one other person from Central Ohio, Jabari Wilson, who is a
decathlete
who's competing in the Special Olympic World Games in Abu Dhabi as well. They're representing USA. We got to root for them. We got to hope that they do their best.
They're the only two athletes from Ohio there. Garrett's the first Special Olympic athlete to ever come from Licking County, which is pretty sweet. So we hope they do well.
Yeah, and if you take the time to read our story, we really appreciate that. And thanks
for listening.